It's Friday, December 11th, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belvel. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. Got to apologize for the very, very late posting of yesterday's podcast. We got everything all mixed together and ready to go, and there was no tune available for us. Turns out our music editor, John Doe, had some technical difficulties, and the tune didn't get uploaded like he thought it did, and we had to wait for it. So that happens from time to time, you know. We've got myself working in Portland, Oregon. We've got our editor working in Maryland, and we've got four music editors working in Massachusetts, Oregon, Iowa, and someplace else that I haven't identified yet. Speaking of music editors, I did want to announce that today we are debuting another new music editor, our fifth music editor for our Rockin' Fridays, who goes by the simple name of The Bastard, and he brings us a new tune today for our Rockin' Fridays. Also, last night, the reason I wasn't able to stay late and get the podcast posted is I got a last-minute invite to go see the Marijuana Logs performance at the Baghdad Theater here in Portland, Oregon. Steve Bloom from CelebStoner.com had written a very complimentary piece about Normal. I had headed over to his site to leave a comment when I noticed his calendar in the sidebar, and right there on December 10th was Baghdad Theater in Portland. So I decided to call Steve and see if I could get in touch with the guys from the Marijuana Logs. Tony Kamen is the only original Marijuana Logs member who's still doing the show. Doug Benson's not doing the show now, but Rob Cantrell, who's been a guest on The Stash, and you've seen him on Comedy Central and many other places, he's now doing the Marijuana Logs. And so since he's been a guest on The Stash, I gave him a call, asked if we could get some guest passes, and sure enough, we did. So I was able to go out to the show last night with Scott Gordon from Herb Age Designs and the Normal Board of Directors, and Paul Loney, the legal counsel from Oregon Normal, joined us as well with a date, and it was a good show. Great show. They do their own personal stand-up comedy before they do the Marijuana Logs features, and it's really fun. Check it out. It's a recommended show for anybody who knows about the cannabis community. It's comedy just for us. A little bit later on in the day, I'll be meeting up with Rob Cantrell and Danny Danko, the senior cultivation editor for High Times Magazine. He's in town for this weekend's Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards Saturday, where he'll be giving a grow seminar from noon to three on how to grow marijuana and follow the law, the medical marijuana law specifically, with regards to its grow limits. I'll be there recording, so I'll bring you some of Danny's presentation on a future Daily Audio Stash. I'll also be giving my presentation on the zeitgeist of marijuana legalization. That is basically a review of what's happened over the past 40 years of the drug war and the past year in the public domain that has led to marijuana legalization becoming so popular. I'll get that videotaped as well. A lot of people have been asking me about that since the Normal National Conference. We'll finally have an opportunity to videotape it here in Oregon, and we'll present that on the Daily Audio Stash. Now, coming up on today's Daily Audio Stash, we begin with your cannabis community calendar, and then it's a look at our hemp headlines, which includes a new poll out showing that a majority of Americans support the legalization of marijuana. We get an environmental report from CNN detailing the deforestation of Sumatra and the possible extinction of orangutans for the need to process palm oil. I've got an idea of a different oil that might help to save the orangutans. And finally, we take a look at some reefer madness from a community college writer in California who claims that marijuana legalization is immoral. For our Daily Toker Tunes brought to you by The Bastard, we bring to you Rockin' Friday and a tune called Sweet Leaf Between My Teeth by The Bastard Sons. And in our interview segment, it's our High Times issue preview with the senior editor of High Times magazine, Dave Bienenstock. All that and more coming up on your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Friends, it's time we legalize the responsible use of marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. We're destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of good, hardworking Americans every year in this country for no good reason. There's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking pot. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at norml.org.
Or fill me a bong. It only comes twice a day, but I don't care. It's 420 somewhere.
It's time for your cannabis community calendar, available online at normal.org/calendar. To get your events added to the calendar, send me an email with the subject calendar request to stash@normal.org.
From Washington, D.C., the belly of the anti-marijuana beast. Season's greetings from Normal staff and the board of directors. To you and yours, this is Alan St. Pierre, executive director of Normal and the Normal Foundation. And I sincerely hope your holidays are both safe and hemp-filled.
Hi, this is Normal founder and legal counsel Keith Strop, wishing you a happy holiday from Normal. Let's use this time with family and friends to rededicate ourselves to ending marijuana prohibition and stopping the arrest of responsible marijuana smokers. Happy holidays.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. According to new poll, a majority of Americans support marijuana legalization. From Angus Reid, Global Monitor. Many adults in the United States are willing to legalize marijuana, according to a poll by Angus Reid, Public Opinion. 53% of respondents support this notion, while 43% are opposed. Less than 10% of respondents support the legalization of other drugs, such as ecstasy, powder cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine or crystal meth, and crack cocaine. The use of marijuana is illegal in the U.S., except in some regulated cases of medical use. The amount allowed for such purposes varies depending on the state. Some states have passed laws to reduce law enforcement for possession of small amounts of the substance. In May, Gil Kerlikowske, director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, ruled out a path to legalize marijuana, adding, quote, "I've never advocated legalization, and certainly the president has made it clear that's his position," end quote. 53% support for marijuana legalization. This is a nationwide sampling with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1%, which means that unless the sample was wildly inaccurate, we can safely say a majority of Americans now support marijuana legalization. The question that they asked was, quote, "Do you support or oppose the legalization of each of the following drugs?" end quote, with no further explanation. With no prompting about the possible economic benefits of taxing cannabis or points about reforming criminal justice, with just the blanket term legalization, which could lead to a range of solutions from strict marijuana pharmacies to open farmers markets. In other words, a question most likely to get the lowest favorable response, we just got 53%. 61% of Democrats and 55% of independents support legalization, while only 43% of Republicans agree. In another question, the poll asked, quote, "The term war on drugs has been used to describe the efforts of the U.S. government to reduce the illegal drug trade. From what you have seen, read, or heard, would you describe the war on drugs as a success or a failure?" end quote. 68% of Americans called it a failure, with two-thirds of Democrats and Republicans agreeing it's a failure, and over three-fourths of independents. About 70% of respondents across all political and geographic demographics agreed that, quote, "America has a serious drug abuse problem, and it affects the whole country," end quote. Save the orangutans. Save the planet. Legalize hemp. CNN's Going Green segment just reported on the environmental threat posed by the worldwide demand for palm oil. From CNN. In supermarkets across the world, products containing palm oil regularly fly off the shelves. Soaps, chocolates, margarine, cosmetics. Most consumers have no idea that they contain palm oil, which often hides behind the label of vegetable oil, and even less of a clue that conservationists are singling it out as being one of the main driving forces behind deforestation. It is fast growing with high yields. Global demand now tops 40 million tons a year and is central to the economies of Malaysia and Indonesia. But the rampant tearing down of Indonesia's natural forests have made this tropical nation the world's third largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Already, 85% of Sumatra's forests are gone, and what is left is disappearing at an alarming rate. Sumatran orangutans are expected to be the first great ape to become extinct due to the loss of their natural habitat, just one of many species threatened because of unchecked deforestation. Sounds like if we want to save our primate cousins and the air we breathe, we need to come up with a fast-growing, high-yield seed oil crop that doesn't lead to deforestation and acts as a huge carbon sink for greenhouse gases. Let me give you a moment to see if you can think of one off the top of your head. I decided to look up the website of the American Palm Oil Council to see what sort of benefits we get from deforesting Indonesia and wiping out an ape species so we can have Valentine's chocolates. For comparison, I also got some information from various sources on hemp seed oil. Now, hemp seed oil can't completely replace palm oil. Palm oil produces the most oil per hectare of any seed oil crop and is a better frying oil than hemp seed oil. But obviously, hemp seed oil can make products like soap, shampoo, plastics, and biodiesel as well or better than palm oil, with the additional benefit of providing stalks for fiber, seeds for food, and flowers for medicine. Hemp requires few pesticides and no herbicides, and we don't have to wipe out any orangutans.
Is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind.
If the hideous monster Frankenstein came face to face with the monster of marijuana, he would drop dead from fright.
Madness.
Legalization of marijuana is immoral. I know that it's probably not worth my time to tackle an anti-marijuana piece written by a student at Citrus Community College in Glendora, California, but damn, it's like catnip for me and I just can't resist.
My opposition to the legalization of marijuana for recreational use is not about politics, proven facts, or calculated data. It is about morals.
The honesty is actually quite refreshing. He then goes on to tell us how he was educated by DARE.
Narcotics, tobacco, and alcohol are addictive and harmful substances, and I do not believe that one can argue logically against that.
So far, so good. I don't think he realizes that cannabis is not a narcotic, but technically, I can't disagree with that statement.
Marijuana harms the brain and impairs judgment, memory, and coherency.
Interesting how just four lines into his morality essay, he's citing what he believes to be proven facts. Aside from the fact that he's wrong, marijuana use does not harm the brain or cognition, didn't he tell us his opposition had nothing to do with proven facts?
Teaching young children that marijuana is harmful and that they should stay away from it, and then turning around and legalizing it, is the worst example that we can set for the future citizens and leaders of our nation and the world.
We teach young children that strangers are harmful and they should stay away from them. Should we make strangers illegal? Alcohol and tobacco are illegal for young children, but we don't lock up adults who choose to consume them. Next, our writer gets to his moral argument, finally, which essentially boils down to the notion that legalizing marijuana is immoral because using marijuana is immoral, because the people who use marijuana have low morals.
See, drugs are bad, okay? That's why they're illegal, okay? And people who do illegal things are bad, and those bad people take drugs, so drugs are bad, okay?
Morals prevent us from allowing fanatical and harmful practices to become acceptable or non-punishable under law. Practices such as molestation, abortion, slavery, underage drinking, child abuse, communism, and torture.
Communism? Really? And isn't abortion legal and non-punishable under the law? As for the rest, you can show me a victim who has been harmed. The essential moralities here are don't harm others and protect the young. Nobody wants kids toking, and my toking isn't harming others.
While legalizing marijuana may not be on the same level as murder or sexual crimes, that does not lessen the wrongfulness or the immorality of the issue.
So, while slowly torture-murdering your enslaved, drunk, underage communist cheerleader sister and screwing her corpse isn't as dramatic as smoking a joint, they're equally wrong and immoral? What's your positions on jaywalking versus terrorism?
Proponents of legalizing marijuana for recreational use argue that it could generate enormous amounts of revenue, but at what cost? When did selling morals for money become an acceptable practice, especially for Americans?
Probably about 2 minutes after they take the oath of office.
Allowing such a disregard for morals will be the downfall of our nation. I assure you that unfathomed repercussions would occur as a result of legalizing marijuana.
For example, community college students might have to compete with better writers who smoke pot but can't currently get student aid. But thanks for reminding me about the Unfathomed Repercussions. They were one of my favorite British psychedelic rock bands of the 1970s. I'm only tearing this apart because lately I've been thinking that we need to be more pro-marijuana. Yes, prohibition sucks. Yes, marijuana is safer or less harmful, but damn it, marijuana is good. It is a positive thing. Growing hemp again would be good. Using marijuana as medicine is good. Even the recreational use of marijuana is good. This morality argument has always been the crux of prohibition. The gateway theory. Marijuana is immoral because it will lead you to drugs that are even more immoral. A motivation. Marijuana is immoral because it will make you unproductive and unsuccessful, the ultimate immorality in a capitalist system. Every reefer madness back to the darkies looking at white women and degenerate Spanish races and their loco weed has to do with a dominant society awash in alcohol and tobacco casting moral aspersions on users of cannabis. So, as it begins to look like there's a strong chance marijuana may be legalized, we need to make sure we also win in the court of public opinion. I wouldn't mind marijuana being legal like cigarettes, but I surely don't want it to be demonized like cigarettes. Think of how we portray smoking as a dirty, nasty habit, and smokers as weak, smelly addicts forced to huddle outside in the wind and cold to get a fix. Then, think of how we portray drinking as a fun, social activity, and drinkers are adventurous, sexy young adults who play touch football outside in the sun while enjoying a cold brew. Both are legal drugs. Let's make sure we frame the narrative around the legalization of the third most popular drug so that we get the fun Super Bowl commercials and not the creepy truth commercials.
Just say no.
No matter what you call it, it's a huge part of popular culture.
Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school.
You don't need weed school. You just need a copy of the new book, Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life.
Hey, this is great, man.
Even if you never smoked marijuana.
I never used marijuana. Sorry.
Don't think you smoked marijuana.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't inhale.
Or you used to smoke marijuana.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Pot Culture by former High Times editor Steve Bloom and Shirley Halperin will answer every question you ever had about marijuana culture.
Has that marijuana made it back up here yet?
Check out Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life at Amazon.com or visit PotCultureBook.com today.
Too bad, man. I just stopped smoking yesterday.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday, our segment featuring the best rock, metal, punk, and jam band music, brought to you by The Bastard, blogging at jerseyandohio.wordpress.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on the Daily Audio Stash, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes. I'm happy to introduce our newest music editor for Rockin' Fridays, who goes by the nickname The Bastard. He's deep in the heart of Georgia and connected with quite a few indie bands in the South. The Bastard Sons are a five-piece group from Atlanta, Georgia, who perform original music comprised mostly of reggae-infused punk rock, often mixed with Irish drinking music. The Sons bring a high-energy performance that has made them one of the best shows in Atlanta. The Bastard Sons have independently released two full-length albums and a subsequent split CD with Louisiana-based No Fuego. You can check them out at myspace.com/TheBastardSons, and that's S-U-N-S, The Bastard Sons. This song is called SBMT, which stands for Sweet Leaf Between My Teeth, one of the many pot-friendly songs on their new album, Here Comes the Sons, now available through their MySpace. Check it out. It's The Bastard Sons with SBMT, Sweet Leaf Between My Teeth.
Smoking reefer, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Come on, Dewey, join the party.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
I get addicted to it or something.
It's not habit forming.
I don't know. I don't want to
right between my teeth. Man, I can't lie, see, I get high like 7 days a week. In a world so cold, sometimes it's my only relief. If I could, I'd hang it on my front door like it was a Christmas wreath. Come on, come on, can I get a little sweet leaf right between my teeth? Man, I can't lie, see, I get high like 7 days a week. In a world so cold, sometimes it's my only relief. If I could, I'd hang it on my front door like it was a Christmas wreath. Teach the world to smoke it perfect harmony. And there'd be a whole lot less people dying, children crying, dodging, flying, and free. Maybe it's only through bloodshot eyes that the wise can finally see. Sweet leaf just helps me to breathe. Maybe that's just me. So can I kick a little sweet leaf right between my teeth? Man, I can't lie, see, I get high like 7 days a week. In a world so cold, sometimes it's my only relief. If I could, I'd hang it on my front door like it was a Christmas tree. One more time, can I kick a little sweet leaf just a puff up my cheeks? I like to smoke until I choke and lose the power to speak. Maybe sometimes I'm lazy and my memory's weak, but I still do know that Maputo's the capital of Mozambique. Yeah!
Hello, I'm Russ Belville, Outreach Coordinator for Normal. In my job, I read literally hundreds of headlines each month involving nonviolent, productive citizens whose lives are ripped apart by a marijuana or drug arrest. Many citizens could avoid arrest by refusing police searches and remaining silent, but police are well trained to confuse and intimidate. That's why you have a right to speak to an attorney before answering any police questions. I hope you never need to exercise that right, but if you do, make your first call to the law offices of John C. Lucy IV. John Lucy is an accomplished criminal defense attorney with expertise in Oregon's medical marijuana law. John Lucy understands and respects cannabis and drug consumers of all backgrounds. Call John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit in downtown Portland. Address available at law420.com. That's John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit law420.com today.
Hi, this is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of Normal. We are the oldest, largest, and best-known marijuana law reform organization in America. And it's all because of your support. Take some time to join Normal at www.normal.org. Your membership supports this podcast, our websites, our policy research and analysis, and our annual conferences. Changing marijuana laws is a grassroots effort, and it starts with you, the stakeholder. Join Normal today and add your voice to the millions of cannabis consumers who demand equality with our beer-drinking friends.
Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults who use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Every second Friday of the month, we bring that working relationship to the Normal Daily Audio Stash with our special guest, Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock, author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, for our exclusive monthly preview of this month's issue of High Times.
Once again, it's the second Friday of the month, and that means it's time for our High Times Magazine preview with Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Russ.
Oh, I sure am, and so glad to be talking to you. Of course, you know, we're getting close to the Christmas holidays, and if you're looking for a gift to get that special 420-friendly person on your list, you could do no better than to get the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook. Dave, tell them a little bit about how they can get a hold of that and what they're going to get in it.
Oh, they could get it on hightimes.com or Amazon or any bookstore or
I know we're at Urban Outfitters too. And, like it says, it's a handbook for pot smokers. So we have everything from history and cultivation to travel. There's a lot of great photos from 35 years of High Times Magazine, musicians, a list of the top books. There's travel destinations, which I might have said already, a little bit of everything. So
If I get this book for Christmas, am I going to finally learn how to roll a joint without making it look like a snake swallowed a football?
Well, you know the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall is the same way how do you roll a great joint. It's practice, 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 but it's definitely addressed in the skills section of the book. So.
Oh, good. That's definitely a section I need. All right, let's look at the next issue of High Times Magazine. This would be the February 2010 edition that comes out here in December because, you know, we like to plan ahead. What are we going to be looking at in this next month's High Times?
It's an excellent issue, and I say that not only because I have two features in it, but because it's true. But I will say, you know, a big cover line that I've been waiting to put on our magazine since I got here, and I finally was able to write the story that says, "How to Grow Legal Pot."
Mm-hmm.
I think we're there where, and then it comes with an asterisk, which I will also read to you. But the idea is, you know, with the change in the administration and the new Department of Justice guidelines, we're in an era when we can grow legal pot. And obviously it's the same, from a cultivation standpoint, it's the same way you grow illegal pot. So this story is really focusing on different growers, particularly in California, who've set up the kind of nonprofit collectives and cooperatives that are required and how they follow the law. And it has a state-by-state guide to all the medical marijuana states. And I just want to read you. So the exact title is How to Grow Legal Pot, asterisk, and then the asterisk says void where prohibited. Federal restrictions still apply but will not be enforced unless you somehow piss off the authorities or just get unlucky. So we definitely recognize that, you know, it's not a game over even if you're in a medical marijuana state, but what a fun article to write.
Yeah,
for me personally.
And it's right there at the very top of the magazine. I know when they put these magazines on newsstands, sometimes they put a cover over the top of them, you know, so not to offend the kids or something. I don't know what it is, but that top line always peeks out over the top there. So How to Grow Legal Pot right there on your newsstands. It's beautiful. You know,
and then sort of almost a companion piece to that, we have a piece by my colleague Dan Skye called Mountains of Medicine, and he's just looking at the really exploding medical marijuana scene in Colorado right now. It takes a tour of some of the dispensaries there, speaks to a lot of the providers, and you know, as I'm sure you know, there's a lot of exciting progress being made in Colorado right now, and you know, we're happy to be right on top of that with our reporting.
Absolutely, Colorado is blowing up. We just posted a story on a new restaurant, the Ganja Gourmet, that opened up there to a full-fledged restaurant with hemp foods and everything. So yeah, it is really blowing up out there. Also, I noticed that this is your 11th annual Hydro Report. You do this every February issue?
Every February issue. Obviously, you know, Hydro is a huge way to grow for a lot of people, and we just, you know, we want to reach out to people who are maybe first-time growers or haven't even tried and explain what Hydro is all about on the one hand, and on the other hand, for some of our seasoned growers or some of our experts, we have in-depth looks at how to be more efficient, how to get more out of your system, and some advanced techniques. So there's a little something for everybody. This is our big Hydro issue of the year. Just to get back to that, the medical cannabis restaurant for a second, you know, good luck figuring out the tip at the end of that meal occurs to me as a potential problem. But anyway, let's not get caught up.
That's wonderful. You've also got a special here on a hot new strain called Death Star. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I've been saying that's a very forceful strain of the Death Star. But you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we hear from a lot of our readers all the time is, you know, they're interested in the different strains that are available, whether they're cultivators or they simply want to know what's out there for smokers and vaporizers to enjoy. So we heard about this exciting strain. We sent somebody out there and you know, you can read for yourself, but it sounds great. I can't personally say I've sampled some yet, but what I've heard is exciting.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I haven't seen it out on the West Coast yet.
I'm sure it'll spread from here. A feature in High Times certainly usually gets some interest for a new strain.
Sure.
And then I have another story in this, actually at the Normal Conference this year, which, as everyone should know, is just such a fantastic event, hooked up with wrestler Rob Van Dam, and we sat down in the middle of the convention, just went to an undisclosed location, did a little sampling, and just had a really thoughtful, very interesting interview. So if you're a Rob Van Dam fan, I would say this is a must-have issue. And I think a lot of other people who maybe only know him as a wrestler or don't know him will be surprised by, you know, he has a very thoughtful, very insightful take on the subject of cannabis. He had a really amazing time at the Normal Convention meeting so many fellow activists. And, you know, we talked about everything from, you know, why he smokes right before he gets into the ring to, you know, being on TV battling one of the ex-drug czars. So just a really interesting guy and somebody who has a lot of love for this culture. So I enjoyed doing the interview a lot.
That's right. RVD 420 means he just smoked your ass. That's what he used to say in the ring there. And Rob was a great guy. We met him there at Normal Conference in San Francisco. It was so interesting for me. I had the hospitality suite for Normal this year, and I was really, really busy. And one time I got done with whatever I was doing, and I had to run up to the room to grab something, probably some computer part. And I run up there, and sitting in my room is Rick Steves and Rob Van Dam. I was like, wow, this is more fun than I anticipated. Oh, wow. You know, another thing that we get in these High Times magazines from month to month is profiles of great musical artists, usually an interview or two. Who can we look forward to in this issue?
Oh, we have a really nice profile of Inner Circle, great reggae acts. We have Gringo Starr is an indie rock band that I can say I've definitely seen and enjoyed them live. A nice spread on Nebula, which is kind of a punk rock sound. I mean, really, that's one of the great things about pop is musicians from every genre are so excited to be in High Times because they recognize whether it's that they smoke pot and it's part of their creative process as an artist, and I think a lot of them also really recognize that their fans and the people who support them are going to get a big kick out of seeing them in High Times and realizing, you know, wow, I have something in common with these musicians that I really admire. And, you know, just thinking of what else in the world is going to bring Rob Van Dam and Rick Steves together. So,
really.
You know, we see that that dynamic happening in our pages and then in our lives as we meet these people.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And High Times has been there, you know, over 35 years chronicling it. Yeah. I want to encourage everyone to get your subscription to High Times magazine. If you're worried about the man, don't worry. It's shipped in a plain envelope. Nobody's going to know what's coming through your mailbox. Or there's also the digital edition, which is available. And Dave, why don't you tell them a little bit about the digital edition?
Well, you can interact with the digital edition online, and like any good supplier, there's a free sample. So it's a great way to check out about 20 pages of any issue, and we hope you'll want to buy it, but you can certainly read some articles for free and see some great pictures, and then you may want to go out and get the print edition. You may want to subscribe to the digital edition, which has, you know, one thing too. You, if it's in your computer, you probably won't lose it, and your friend won't borrow it and not give it back, and you can have a nice archive of the magazines. And it's also a great way to pick up a back issue
that
you may be
about
interested
that.
In.
I think I'd seen an ad in there that showed that you had taken five or so of the most popular back issues of all time, like your first issue and maybe one of the Cheech and Chong issues, and redigitize them for download?
Yeah, and there's actually a little collection of five. I don't know. I know the Bob Marley issue is in there as well, and that's, of all the back issues of High Times, that's sort of the most sought-after one. The most people, I think if you ask the most people which one they'd love to have, it's that Bob Marley one. It's very difficult to find a print copy of it. But you can go online, and it's a trippy bit of time traveling, especially the further you go back. Here in the office, you know, we have an archive of every issue, and on the rare slow day at say maybe 4:25, I definitely like to peruse an old back issue, and it's just you realize how strong the roots of this culture are. And you realize that, can I say the long form of BS?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You realize how long we've been dealing with some of the same bullshit, when you pick up a 1976 issue of High Times, but you also realize that this culture and everything that makes it great has existed, as long as this plant, or at least as long as people have been interacting with this plant. So, a digital back issue it's fun.
Yeah. Check them all out at, hightimes.com. And yeah, we're on the internet. We're on the computer. No FCC here. We can say bullshit.
That's always good to check.
Yeah, it's good to check. Hey, this is, the February 2010 issue of High Times magazine. You'll see it's got, orange and blue lettering at the top and the beautiful words, how to grow legal pot. It's the 409th issue of High Times, which means, you know, sometime in 2011, you guys will be having issue 420. Any major plans so far for that?
We were just talking about that in our editorial meeting at the beginning of this week, and we are already planning how we want to approach that, and we definitely want to make it something special. I mean, we feel like we just had our 35th anniversary issue, and we tried to put a lot into that, make it really special for the readers, and we're going to take that same approach to the 420th issue.
It's going to be a good one. We're looking forward to it. Dave Bienenstock is the senior editor at High Times Magazine, also the author of the High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, 420 Things to Do While You're High. And again, what's thing number one?
It is join normal.
That's
and,
right.
There's no better time to do that when you're high.
That's right. Thanks, Dave, for joining us here on our regular segment. We'll talk to you next month.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.normal.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent.
We'll leave you today with a reminder to check out Normal Show Live tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, at live.normal.org. Call in to 347-994-1810 to listen to the show or to ask your questions of our expert panel of Normal women, which will include Ann Davis from Normal, New Jersey, Tanya Davis from Miami Valley Normal of Ohio, Linda Adler from U.S. Virgin Islands Normal, Cheryl Schumann from Beverly Hills Normal 90210, and Tanya Burgess from Georgia Normal. Plus, we've got interviews with Dr. Julie Holland, the author of the bestseller Weekends at Bellevue, and a frequent contributor to the Today Show on discussions of medical marijuana, and Miko Hester Perez, the young mother who is treating her 5-year-old autistic son with medical marijuana. She was featured on Good Morning America. It'll be a great show. Check it out tomorrow night at live.normal.org. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.